that she does not need a prenup to marry him because she's only worth $150 million. He said, girl, I sneezed that out. So he's saying that Ms. Jackson Hunter could have her $150 fortune and said that she does not have to sign a prenup to his $1 billion. Now, if you didn't know what this guy owns, he's a very, very wealthy investor in the Middle East. Now, they're saying, y'all, that he represents such fashion styles as Hermes and Sonia Rykiel, and they say he has a major shareholder in Saks Fifth Avenue stores in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain, and Kuwait. So wow. He got unlimited coins. And they also said for her wedding gift, he's going to fly in all her family and friends, y'all, on a private jet to attend the wedding. And, you know, I think it's a great deal. And also they're saying, too, now she's got a kiss-off wedding. They say if they divorce within five, and after a minimum of 5 years, honey, she gets to get all her coins.
Yeah, from what I understand, I think it was $500 million, Gary.
Half a billion? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he said that, if he don't cheat, if he be a good boy, he'll reward her in 5 years with $500 million.
Damn. And I love it, baby. So Ms. Jackson say to the girls, honey, okay, girls, see what I got? And all these girls, honey, trying to run behind a basketball player and a football player that's going to give all this money to Kwee, honey, right. Or the Muffy, honey. She got her a billionaire.
And we fussing at dudes that give us our car back with on E.
Okay, now, so you go, Ms. Jackson.
Can you please take my trash out?
Okay.
You see all them cans outside? That mean the trash run today.
Now.
What about mine?
Girl, that's what you get when you get Leroy, girl, but she got Al Amin. So there you have it. That's the difference in the name.